and singer-songwriter from Asheville, North Carolina. Tyler also plays multiple instruments such as guitar, piano, bass, and percussion. Ramsey has already garnered attention and praise from NPR, Stereo Gum, and the Huffington Post. He's just released, on April 5th, his fourth studio album in 15 years, 6 years since his prior release. Prolific, he is not. However, the depth and the quality of his new album, For the Morning, is extraordinary. The song I picked to share with you to start this show is A Dream of Home. By the way, this is the radio edit version, which pares down the original 2 minutes. New music from Tyler Ramsey here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Except for all the things I told you were worth.
That's the latest material from Night School here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss, and we are smack dab in the middle of the new release show. Thanks for joining me here on a cold, kind of wet, gray Tuesday morning. Night School. Well, they're a self-described indie doo-wop garage rock three-piece out of Oakland, California. They are on Graveface Records out of Savannah, Georgia, which is how I found these three talented women. I first found them in 2016 with the release of their debut album, Blush. Well, almost 3 years later, this talented folks, actually, they're now a duo, have released their sophomore effort, Disappear Here, on April 5th. Tune I just spun there for you was July. Changed musical direction with a band called Pussy in the Dark. Pussy in the Dark is an unsigned all-female alt dream pop synth pop foursome out of Long Jetty, which is just a tad north of Sydney in Australia. They're still pretty new. They released their debut single Stones in February of 2018. The follow-up single Hearts Can Carry came out 4 months later. So 2019 finds Pussy in the Dark with a brand new single called Wild, which dropped April 5th. New music from Pussy in the Dark here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Thank you.
back from the kitchen, left my headphones at home. It was cold, I was tired, underclothed. Walked fast just to miss the last tube station closed.
That was the latest material from Leif Erikson here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to, of course, music you might otherwise miss. Leif Erikson, named after the Icelandic explorer, is an unsigned indie five-piece based in London. They have just self-released a new EP, 21 Grams of Soul, on March 29th. That track you just sampled there was called Night Bus.
Imagine a time when no one person has Parkinson's disease, is debilitated by a stroke, and no family suffers the tragedy of Alzheimer's. Some of the best minds in America are doing more than imagining. The American Brain Foundation is seeking to find cures, where life without brain disease isn't just something we can imagine, it's something we can know.
Join Kevin Sorbo in the fight to cure brain disease. For more information, visit AmericanBrainFoundation.org.
Next up, a new one from Rebecca Liu. And Rebecca Liu is an indie punk-oriented mixed-gender trio from Denmark. They recently released their debut EP Skeletons to some solid reviews. They're ready to release their debut full-length album later this year. In the meantime, I thought I'd share a track with you from their debut effort. This is the title track. New music from Rebecca Liu, from music you might otherwise miss.
You lost yourself in praise like a
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Oyster Kids right after the latest here from Ages and Ages. New music from Ages and Ages here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and Ages. And Ages are an eight-member strong, mixed-gendered collective based out of Portland, Oregon. They focus on up-tempo, alt, pop, and indie. I first found them back in 2014 with their outstanding album, Divisionary, which actually made my top 10 of that year. For 2019, Ages and Ages have released their fourth studio album, Me, You, They, We. On April 5th, the track I just aired there for you was How It Feels. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Oyster Kids. Oyster Kids are an unsigned synth-based alt-pop duo out of the Los Angeles area. So far, these young gentlemen have only 5 singles to their name. However, that name is generating some buzz. I first found them in 2016 when they released 3 standalone singles. They've been quiet for a while now, but with the release of the new track, it is called Losing My Mind. Hopefully, there's more on the way. This is Oyster Kids. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Free Farm Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up today's lineage, that was Oyster Kids with Gum. Parenthetically, Everybody's My Friend, which originally came out as a standalone single in 2016. Hey, if you want to check out my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss, it airs Thursdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. It's the same kind of concept we do here, sans the new release show. So if you want to get another dose of Music You Might Otherwise Miss, join me Thursdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Next up, well, it is time for the reissue release of the week. It's from Boz Scaggs. The album that has been re-released is Hits, which was a reissue of a compilation album originally released in 1980. So it's kind of like a reissue of a reissue. But hey, in my book, it still qualifies. This is being re-released, I guess, because he's out on tour again. But back in the 70s, back 1976, in fact, Boz Scaggs released Silk Degrees, and he became a huge hit. It's probably the only album of his that many people had or remember. On that compilation, it has songs on it like Lido Shuffle, Look What You've Done to Me, and this one, Lowdown. So this is Boz Scaggs as our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set with a tune from Helios. Helios are a mixed-gender trip-hop quartet from the UK. They garnered some serious attention after release of their 2016 full-length album, Full Circle. So there is quite the buzz already for their upcoming follow-up album, Any Random Kindness. The sophomore effort is due out May 10th. In the meantime, they have a couple pre-release singles, and I just featured one of them, which is called End of the World Party. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Upstate, which I have to say is a lousy name for a band. Two bands with that name just released two new albums. This Upstate released a self-titled album, and the track I have for you is called Feeling Good. That's about all I have. New music from Upstate here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Brand new stuff from Lumineers here on 91.5 WMFO. Freeform radio from Tufts University and also available online at WMFO.org. Lumineers are back with their third studio album, cleverly called Three. It's due out September 13th of this year, which is quite a ways away. The song you just heard there is the album's pre-release single. It's called Gloria. Next up on the playlist this morning is a tune from Julia Shapiro. Julia Shapiro spent most of her time with the band Chastity Belt. Well, she decided to step out on her own. Her solo debut album project is called Perfect Vision, which comes out on June 14th. And it allows her to pursue her musical vision. It's a tad different than the stuff she did with Chastity Belt, but it's still sweet and enjoyable. The pre-release single is titled Natural, and that is what you're going to hear now. New music from Julia Shapiro here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO, TK hanging here with you. Let me slip in one more from Belle Wild. Or I'm sorry, Belle Wild. Wild Bell. I'm getting dyslexic as I get older. Wild Bell is a male-female indie reggae-infused pop twosome. They are Natalie Bergman and Elliot Bergman, and they are from Chicago, Illinois. I played this song back in February of this year. As a single, it was a standalone single, but with the release of the full-length album, Everybody One of a Kind, I thought I'd revisit it, since the album is out. This is Mockingbird. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
Stop it.
WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from Kate Bush, Tom Petty, and The Smiths. Plus, I have new tunes from Greeting Committee, Fur, and Jason. Double Down feature artist is Lazy Day, which include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you in our Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Two Cheers. This is called Brinca, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Stepping off, rapping to myself. Something snapped.